I am here with Jan Bolick just before the beginning of the 118th Boston Marathon, and Jan is actually getting ready to get on her bus and bus out to Hopkinton for the starting line. And Jan, before you go, congratulations for being back in the marathon. There's 9,000 more runners this year than last, and so far, what's been different? I know there were a lot of plans for things to be different. What have you noticed since you've been here?
Well, of course, a lot of security measures have changed. The main thing is no bags anywhere, understandably so. And that's tough, a little bit tough for runners because they go to the starting line about 2 to 3 hours in advance. And last year, for example, we were all encouraged to bring books and cards and iPads and food and extra clothes and just anything at all to pass the time. And then when it is time to go to the starting line, we could hand our bag in and it was bussed back to Boston to the finish line and waiting for us when we arrived. And this year, of course, we can't take any bags. In fact, we can't take anything to the starting line that we can't hold in our hands. Also, no runners can wear packs or vests with pockets or baggy clothes or hoods. No costumes or masks are allowed. And last year there were runners dressed as everything from a hot dog to a hamburger to just things that really made it fun for everyone in the race and also watching. The no bag rule applies to spectators too, of course. No backpacks, no rolling carts or glass containers, and makes it hard to make a day of it the way many people do. Understandable, of course, but it's just new rules.
There's been a great outpouring of love and support for all the marathon victims from last year and all of those of you who have come back to running again. Tell us about some of those.
So many people, from the Boston Athletic Association to volunteers from actually all over the world, have put a lot of thought and love into making this a special time. When we arrived on Friday over near the finish line, we went to pick up our race packets, and a woman walked up and offered a hand-knit scarf in the beautiful Boston Marathon blue and yellow, and I thought that she wanted me to buy it. And it turns out that the church had an idea of knitting these scarves to wrap the runners with love and courage. And they put out the word to others, and within a few months, they collected 7,000 handmade scarves from 40 states and 10 countries, all in the beautiful yellow and blue, all handmade in a different pattern. Mine was made by someone in Bellingham, Washington, and a little handwritten note on it said, "Woven with love and courage."
And they're really beautiful, and also along the race route itself, there have been all kinds of mementos of in blue and yellow as well, right?
Yes, we started noticing right away that there were lots of pots of daffodils wrapped in blue foil, and many of them had labels that said, "Be strong." Sometimes they were like huge sweeps of daffodils planted along the road, and later we learned that these had all been planted by school children back in the fall in preparation for the marathon. And so each of those, it just was like, wow, look at the love that went into this. But then a few minutes later, we went into the race expo and enjoying the festive atmosphere, and had only been there about 5 minutes, and alarms went off. And we were told to evacuate. So there was this immediate, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It went from love to alert. And it kind of went that way the rest of the day as we walked down the street. And, you know, first you would see the lovely yellow daffodils. And then right next to it was a motorcade from the Boston Police Special Forces. And then you'd look a few more feet and there would be more daffodils, and then there would be police officers on bicycles, and then more daffodils, and more police officers and bomb-sniffing dogs, and then more scarves to wrap runners in love and courage. And after about 2 to 3 blocks, the theme in my head was that it was just love on alert.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Boston. The temperature's going to get up close to 70, and I know you're ready to go, so I know you got to run, so we wish you a lot of luck, and cross that finish line with a big smile on your face.
That's right. Everybody's out there with the goal to be strong.
Thanks. That's Jan Bolick from the 118th running of the Boston Marathon, just before she hears the gun to go off.